So one of the regions that seems to be doing better than most, for now at least, is Latin America. But why is that? Joining me now is Augusto de la Torre. He is the World Bank's chief economist for Latin America and the Caribbean. Welcome, sir.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much. Let's talk about the situation in Latin America. And it doesn't appear to be as severe there as it is in some other parts of the world. Which countries in the region are suffering least?
Latin America used to be the region of crisis, where crisis used to be the most frequent and most sinister. And this time around, Latin America is being hit from an outside shock. And the shock finds Latin America in a relatively strong position in terms of its domestic policy frameworks. So the shock this time is very interesting for Latin America, contrasts with its past, where domestic financial system and domestic policies are not a source of trouble, independent source of trouble. Therefore, as the shock is coming from outside, it's hitting Latin American countries that are most open and small and have greatest exposure to the U.S. markets.
Now, we're saying
Central America and Mexico. South America, by contrast, is being hit with a delay. When you go to Colombia or Peru, people are aware of the bad news of the global economy, but in their local economies, they do not feel the impact with great strength yet.
Now, we're seeing reports, for example, that say that unemployment has hit every sector in Latin America. Even the bodyguards in drug-torn countries like Colombia are losing their jobs. How big an issue is unemployment?
It will become an increasingly more important issue as time goes by. Latin America, in contrast, say, with Asia, is less integrated into the production chain. So the fall in exports over Latin America are essentially the fall of commodity exports, and they are not very intense in employment. However, as the tsunami of global problems propagates through Latin America, unemployment will start picking up in other sectors, eventually including in the non-tradable sectors of, like services and so forth. So in countries like Mexico, surely the impact is already being felt, given its proximity to the U.S. In other countries, it's coming with some delay. But unemployment and recession are the name of the situation for Latin America, not financial meltdown.
Now, you know, in this country, the housing crisis, particularly fed by the subprime mortgage crisis, led to the recession to a large degree. Back in 2007, you did a presentation about Latin America and the Caribbean building what you called an immune system against that kind of housing mortgage-related crisis. What did that involve?
Well, following the several crises that Latin America had in the 1990s, bank regulators and supervisors were particularly cautious. So Latin America built perhaps a stronger than in the past, certainly, and comparatively to other regions, a stronger frameworks of bank regulation and supervision. The systems in Latin America became more conservative. And as a result, they did not get into these new fashionable instruments, sophisticated instruments that became popular in the U.S. in the developed markets. As a result of being perhaps significantly behind these innovations, the Latin American financial systems now find themselves with better quality loans, more resilient banking systems, better capitalized. It doesn't mean that this crisis will not affect domestic markets. It will affect, but the domestic markets are in a better position to absorb what's coming to them.
Our final question is this, and I have only about 10 seconds for you to answer. Are you confident that things will improve in Latin America, perhaps more quickly than in the United States or elsewhere?
Once the torment and once this storm passes, Latin America should be in a position to rebound faster than other regions.
I appreciate your coming on. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
That was Augusto de la Torre. He is the World Bank's chief economist for Latin America and the Caribbean.